Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enterprise Marketing, the future. The future which focuses on how the future of marketing is about seizing the moment, being an agile organization to make the most of evolving opportunities to impact customers and profit. I'm your host, Helene Eichler. Join us to stay up on trends and best practices from marketing thought leaders that fuel organizations' current and future marketing effectiveness. This afternoon, we're excited to have Gary Katz, founder and chairman of Marketing Operations Partners, with us to discuss marketing ops, sexy solution to successful marketing. Good afternoon, Gary.
Hi, Helene. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, Gary, many people look at operations as being pretty mundane and a tactical role. Yet, you and I know without those processes and disciplines in place, marketing can't run as an agile function, which it needs to be successful. So,
that's
how can marketing.
True.
True. How do marketing organizations create and grow this mature marketing operations function?
Well, I think it starts with how you envision your marketing operations organization, how you create a model for it, and what role you determine that it's going to play. I think a lot of companies see some operational gaps, and they try to create their organizations around those gaps that are existing today rather than envisioning what that organization could do in the future to make the chief marketing officer, the marketing organization, and the entire enterprise more effective. So if you think more broadly and think about that roadmap and where you want to go and what vision you're really trying to achieve, what's going to do the best, the most good for the enterprise in terms of building capacity, scale, impact over a longer haul, then you're going to construct that marketing operations organization differently. So it all starts there.
From your experience, what are some examples in companies that you've seen where people have done this successfully?
Well, it isn't easy to find, to tell you the truth. I think we've seen pieces of it so far. I think companies have done a good job of creating centers of excellence around particular capabilities of marketing operations. But in terms of finding a real role model at this point, I think that every company still has a number of holes. I think the good news is that there are companies that have done every one of these elements across a lot of companies, if you know what I'm trying to get at, which is that as a composite, I think that we have seen the success of this. I think we've also seen this type of success in other functions and in enterprises in general that are focused on things like becoming a learning organization. That's the same type of thing that a marketing organization needs to do, needs to embrace, is to think that way, to think more systemically in a more holistic way rather than just viewing itself as performing particular types of functions. Things become very transactional when you think that way and siloed, and that can be very limiting in and of itself. I think that, you know, the organizations that we think of that do marketing really well or at least have for many years oftentimes will come, from the consumer packaged goods world, for instance, a company like Procter & Gamble, for instance, or General Electric. There are some great stories with companies like that. Or a company that where we have a great customer experience, like Starbucks, seems to be doing its marketing operations really well because it's delivering an experience, not just putting out a message. So those are examples, but if you look, you know, more deeply in those companies or you actually talk to the people who are in those companies, they've got issues in terms of perhaps, you know, how well they're people are in a position to develop and grow. It could be about building professional growth and competency. It could be how agile they are as an organization. It could be problems of scale that are challenging so that they can do it very well, kind of from a corporate standpoint, but then as it gets out to the field, you begin to lose some of that brand stickiness, some of that brand experience. So it really varies from one company to another, and every company needs to find their own model for marketing operations. Again, I emphasize it's good if you found one that's working for today, but if you're not thinking forward in terms of where your organization needs to go to meet your business objectives and the competition and the changes in the market and the changes in the economy and the changes in the world, then you are going to quickly get past that honeymoon period of being highly valued, and you're going to be in the position that too many marketing organizations have been in for too long, which is, our resources are being taken away from us because we're not showing the value that we bring to the company. And the company isn't doing so well. The company isn't doing so well. Marketing is oftentimes the first that is impacted.
So then what are some of the pitfalls? You pointed out some really good things here that you can do. What are some things you want to make sure you don't turn to and do so you can achieve, let's say, a good or an optimum marketing ops maturity?
Well, I think, what companies have a tendency to do is become one-trick ponies. You know, for example, right now, a lot of B2B companies and increasingly companies in outside B2B as well are realizing they're not very good at supporting the sales organization. So they spend a ton of time and effort, rightly so, to develop more robust pipelines, to bring in process and automation to support that effort, to more carefully define and agree upon what constitutes a lead or an opportunity. We use the terms of, sales, qualified lead versus marketing qualified lead versus sales accepted lead, for instance. A lot of language that basically talks to that historically the two functions, marketing and sales, have not done a very good job coming to agreement and usually finger point back and forth to one another when things are not going well. Whereas both organizations really need to take responsibility for their end of it and work together to find that common ground. So, there's a lot of energy, a lot of great solutions in the market, various types of marketing automation solutions, for instance, that are intended to bridge the gap. But what's happening is that marketing operations is being viewed pretty much as demand generation and demand operations, and not much else by a lot of, for example, B2B companies that are still not so mature in their development as a marketing organization. Those organizations, that would be akin to, as a child, the only thing that we study is science, right? If we didn't study reading and we didn't know learn arithmetic, and we didn't know how to write and other things, if we didn't learn those things simultaneously, we'd be very well one-dimensional. And I think that we're seeing a lot of one-dimensional behavior right now, a lot of CMOs that are seeing something like demand operations or maybe analytics being the magic bullet, so to speak, that's going to solve all the enterprise problems. And the reality is that there are a lot of gears working together that marketing operations and the marketing organization itself have to get its arms fully around in order to be complete. And so it really is a matter of completeness.
Great. Well, any final thoughts you want to leave us with on this topic?
Well, I think that it really comes down to companies sitting down and really thinking about who they are as an organization, as a marketing organization, what they're going to be. A great place to start actually is to define your charter. What does this marketing organization want to do and want to contribute to the organization? How does that tie to enterprise strategic agenda? You know, what types of people do they need to get support from in order to develop that kind of scope and impact and the right type of alignment and sponsorship that's needed to move forward? So there's a lot of work involved. It's a change management process. I think a lot of companies are talking about transforming their marketing department, if not their entire organization. And so this is part of that process. It's an exciting opportunity if companies are actually willing to embrace either, you know, the idea of change or the idea of having a bigger impact in the enterprise and, you know, in helping the enterprise be more successful. But it does take some patience. It does take a lot of conversation. It does take a willingness to sit down and get agreement. It does take both the ability to manage up to people that, have the power over you if they so choose to exercise it, but also to manage across and manage down with both your peers and those people that report into you so that you can all mobilize together, or I like to say immobilize, so that you can do what you all set out to do, which is win together.
Great. Well, Gary, thank you for sharing your insights this afternoon, and we'll see you on a future episode.
Thank you very much, Helene.